T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Paul Hamilton is with us this morning on the WBEN Troquhar College Live Line, Sabres beat reporter for WGR 550. Lindy Ruff named Sabres coach. You know, Paul, Kevin Adams said last week that he had a clear direction in mind of where he wanted to go. He had to be thinking of Lindy Ruff, right? I mean, do you think there was much of a search?
Yeah, the first thing I thought when he said that and what he laid out was Lindy Ruff. It was the first name that came to mind, and also the fact that it only took 6 days did not surprise me at all, considering what the way he was speaking. He was speaking like, yeah, I pretty much know who I want type of attitude, and it's obvious he did know what he wanted, and he's been on Lindy Ruff's coaching staff, so he knows, you know, how Lindy Ruff operates. Now, you know, players are different now than they were back then, that's for sure. But, you know, he knows how Lindy Ruff operates, and, you know, he won't have a problem figuring that out. So, yeah, not surprised.
Paul, to me, it just always made sense to bring him back. Now, Kevin Adams in a statement yesterday, we'll hear more a little bit later on this afternoon. But Kevin Adams yesterday saying that nostalgia did not play any role in this hire. But for my money, when I looked at this, I said, okay, you look at coaches on the market, who fits the bill of what Kevin Adams described last week? And, you know, Lindy Ruff, Craig Berube, Gallant, whoever you might put up there, pick a name out of a hat for me. Like, to me, there's not that much of a difference between the two. With Ruff, you get the bonus of all the nostalgia and things that fans feel good about in a time where you're, well, trying to make fans feel good.
Well, what you would have gotten out of Berube is a Stanley Cup winner. Lindy Ruff has coached 8 years since not being with the Sabres, 4 with Dallas and 4 with New Jersey. He made the playoffs 3 out of those 8 years. But the best part of the playoffs were under Lindy Ruff when he was with the Buffalo Sabres. Whether, you know, he went to 3 Eastern Conference finals, he went to 1 Stanley Cup final with, you know, Pekka Hasek and that group against the Dallas Stars. He had the teams with Briere and Drury and never got to a Stanley Cup final with that. He took the Carolina Hurricanes to 7 games in a series. I know a lot of people like to talk about all the defensemen that were hurt in that, but he felt, and so did I, that that wasn't the injury. The injury was Tim Connelly, who was playing probably the best of anybody in the playoffs when he got injured, and the Sabres went down a full goal per game after Tim Connelly was hurt, and he felt had Tim Connelly not gotten hurt, they probably would have won the Stanley Cup, even with the defenseman injuries that they had in that series against Carolina.
Well, it's been a long time, right? And Lindy hasn't won a Stanley Cup, but how about, you know, taking that young Devils team from a 5-year playoff drought to the top of the league last year? How impressive was that?
Yeah, and they got into the second round of the playoffs, and, you know, he had some top-end talent like Jack Hughes, which he's going to get here, and his brother Luke Hughes and Hischier and, you know, and Bratt, a lot of younger players. What he didn't have was the goaltending, and I remember talking to you after he got fired by the Devils, and I thought it was very unfair. He does not make up the team, and the general manager did not give him a goaltender. And what I don't know what he expected him to do. And he's the one that has to take the fall when the GM is the one that failed the Devils there. But he'll come into Buffalo with a goaltender, and Devin Levi is doing a great job in Rochester right now. So he may come into Buffalo with two goaltenders, young goaltenders that he'll have to work with.
It strikes me as maybe a good fit for the Sabres, because Lindy's teams, you know, he has a reputation as, you know, a hard guy behind the scenes, which, okay. But I think people look at that more than his teams have some offensive firepower. Like, he likes to kind of run and gun it. He likes to let his guys unleash their power and do so under structure that I think could fit the Sabres pretty well.
Yeah, for some reason, he was labeled as a defensive coach when he was with the Sabres, but yet he had teams that led the league in scoring. He was the type of coach that fit what he had. And when he had players that could put the puck in the net, they weren't a defensive. They were good defensively. I mean, he insisted that they be good defensively, but they weren't a defensive team per se. And I always felt he was unfairly portrayed in that light, and I don't know exactly where that all came from. But that's one of the things that was the knock against Granato, is we are doing it this way, and that's it. And the players are going to have to figure out how to do it. And they never could. They never could fit the system that he wanted to play. And Lindy Ruff always were like, all right, if I have offensive players, we will play an offensive type of game.
Fans, Sabres fans have been starved, right? I mean, and Lindy Ruff is a fan favorite to go with this pick. What do you think that first home game could look like?
Yeah, well, the first home game is going to be in Europe. So they're going to play two games there before they wind up here. But, I've had mixed reaction. I've had a lot of people who are very excited about it. I have a lot of people that think that Adam signed his firing warrant here and will be fired soon for this. You know, so it's been a very mixed reaction that I've seen as far as, you know, people. So, but I think he will be well received when he's introduced here, for that first home game. Absolutely.
Well, Paul, can't wait to hear a little from Lindy Ruff later on this afternoon. Thanks so much. Paul Hamilton, Sabres beat reporter from WGR, joining us. Sabres find their man.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.